Welcome to the Industry Debate, the next 5 years, recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016. I'm chairing this debate. My name is Ben Atkins, and I'm a trustee of the Oral Health Foundation and the clinical director of Revive Dental Care in Manchester. The speakers are established figures from the UK dental community and need little introduction.
Well, good morning and thank you for inviting me. And it's actually a year on from when I first spoke at the Dentistry Show, but I was actually talking about the future of the NHS, wearing my old hat as Chair of General Practice at the BDA. So it's good to be here and good to be speaking for my new employers, the CQC. One of the disadvantages of coming late on in the scheme is that everyone said many of the things that I was going to say. And especially Sandra, who was great, and I agree with everything that she said. Because there's going to be less of this, we hope, in the next 5 years, particularly if we embrace prevention in its widest sense. And I think, as Sandra says, there's a real challenge in the fact that these high levels of disease are concentrated in smaller places. So a big challenge for the NHS, big challenge for all practice. There's going to be less of that. Those are some of the unfortunate things that occasionally the CQC finds when it visits practices. That's if that's your practice, by the way, I do apologise. And I think probably there'll be a little bit less of this, because you'll have noticed that the CQC at the moment is inspecting 10% of dental practices. The reason we do 10% is because the vast majority of dental practices are actually good. They're actually good places, delivering safe care, delivering effective care. And so we'll be thinking a bit more as the future goes on about how the CQC can get the proportionality of the inspection process correct. We're doing another 10% in 2016-17, and we're having discussions with the profession about what goes on from 2017 onwards. We hear about accreditation schemes. So if you've got the badge from an accreditation scheme, I won't advertise any particular ones. There are plenty about. You'll be able to see them, no doubt, in the exhibition halls. But if you've got that accreditation, does that reduce your risk as far as we're concerned? An interesting question. I can't tell you, though, with how much glee people sometimes come to me and say, "Do you know, John, we went and had a look at a practice the other day and it was a blah, blah, blah practice scheme, etc., etc., and it was useless." So, to what extent can we actually trust accreditation schemes to assure the CQC and assure the public that the quality and safety of care is good? So there'll be less of those things. There'll be more of these things. I've put in there the picture of the bad teeth is what sometimes we find in care homes. And that's going to be a challenge, because I think, as Sandra has said, we're going to see people with teeth entering care homes in the future. The heavy metal generation, of which I am certainly a part, as we get older and go into care, our oral health can very easily be compromised. So for us at CQC, I think the next 5 years provide a challenge. How do we actually take part in the care home and health and social care debate to make sure that oral health is taken seriously in those settings? Because to be frank, up to press, it hasn't been. Things like the Mental Capacity Act and dementia, those things appear to be growing within our society. Again, they are a real challenge for us in terms of how we can deliver appropriate care to people who are afflicted with those diseases. And the other thing in which I'm in hearty agreement with everyone else on the panel so far is there's going to be a growth within the corporate sector. So I've called them Tooth Savers. It's a nice friendly name. Tooth Savers Limited. Maybe, you know, if I've got a spare hour or two, I'll set up that company. But there's going to be plenty of those, and they're growing in the share of the market. And a lot of dentists are very wary of that. Actually, we can't stop it. That corporatisation has happened within the pharmacy sector, it's happened within the optical sector, and it's happening within the dental sector as well. And I think we need to actually embrace the opportunities it brings. But I don't think the small practice is going to be dead in the water, because I think patients still like that absolutely personal care. And the last thing I'm going to mention, and I think there's a bit of a time scale to it, Stephen already alluded to it, because we at the CQC are aware that when the CQC come knocking when there's a problem, often we're not the only ones. Many of you will know that sadly a dentist took his own life on the morning of a CQC inspection. The same person was under investigation by the area team and the GDC. That stress of multiple jeopardy, of multiple investigations, is frankly a bit inhumane. And so I'm really proud that CQC is having a go at bringing the regulators together to start to speak about improving the process so it's more joined up, so that the regulators talk with one another. And we would hope that that work's going to be completed to a fairly tight time schedule. We would hope to see improvements within the next couple of years. So those are my stabs at what's going on in the next 5 years. I'm looking forward to the rest of the debate. Thank you.
The industry debate, the next 5 years, was recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016, by 2020dentistry.com, and audio post-production by Mads Vid. With a special thank you to all the speakers and participants for taking part in the discussion and allowing us to share it. Thank you.